So take a couple of deep centering breaths. And be aware of yourself sitting in our beautiful crystalline temple of light, surrounded by the full council. Together, let us place our attention on the frequency that is gently increasing within the space. Notice the increase in the golden essence that each of us is emitting. Now notice the incoming flow of light from the golden crystalline ray, filling the space and merging and amplifying that which you are emitting. We will not actually return to the Golden Temple of Cirrus today, but let us return there by the intention of our memories. Remember where you were sitting. Remember being greeted by the eight elders of each Stargate: Lyra, Sirius, the Pleiades, Arcturus, and Andromeda. Remember each one of them extending a specific blessing to you. By remembering, we bring those blessings into the present moment. Allow those to move through your field now. So let us speak of the four eights and bring them into present time. Together, the 8888 are known as a quaternity. Qua for the four, and the ternity for eternity, for the infinity symbol representing your eternal being in all aspects. When Anrata and Sarazan, Toama, and Meku joined together, they became a quaternity. And they transmit it as one voice. The combined harmonics of their voices, their sound codes, as they sang and chanted in ancient and mystical and etherical tones, called forth the spinning luminous light vortex that contained all four of this year's iteration of the Golden Infinity Symbol and templates. So, with a breath, remember receiving the first symbol and templates in your forehead. See it lighting up. Remember the second temple and symbol, infusing your unified field. Watch as it illuminates your entire field. The third template was then drawn into the existing template in the pinnacle. The unexpected fourth symbol and template revealed itself and remains at the outer edge of the pinnacle. See those lighting up in present time. Each iteration was created and infused with the eternal flame of remembrance. With the quaternity now operating in present time, we will continue. Originally, there was another segment that was part of the 8888 presentations. But once it was made known that the fourth eight would be introduced, that considerably changed the presentation. And because of that, that segment was removed. So we're going to present that now in a modified version. So take another breath. Remembering the luminous radiance of the Golden Temple, and once again, where you're sitting. Remember where the elder councils sat around you. With us that day, and sitting directly across from us, were the Magdalene and Yashin. Imagine them now. And with them are their families. We are being introduced to them to bring them into present time in this moment. Some of these members we know, and some we do not. Yeshua begins by introducing his mother, Mary, and his father, Joseph. And his grandmother, Anna. And his grandfather, Joaquin. Next, he introduces us to one of his brothers, James. And his sister, Mary Jacoby. The Magdalene then introduces her family. First, her mother, Eucharis, and her father, Saros, and her sister, Martha, and her brother, Lazarus. So stepping forward is Anna, who has asked to speak to us. Dearest ones, let us walk a pathway of memory together. For many of you, this path will take us back to our lifetimes 2,000 years ago. It has been a very long time since we walked in human form as the personalities you have come to know. Each one of us is here today to help you remember who we were beyond time, space, distortions, and false narratives. We were living, breathing, embodied humans, just like you. Time and the many narratives created over the last 2,000 years were not about who we were as individuals or our true purposes, but about who others needed us to be for their purposes and agendas. The only human aspect of us they wanted you to remember was the suffering and the sacrifice. Even in that, they created a narrative designed to transform us into something different from all of you. It was all a lie to chain you to a false belief that you were ever anything other than divine and that you were just like us. We were flesh and blood people living our lives with roles to fill, just like you. Most of you likely think of me as the elder, the grandmother, which is a part of who I was. I had a mother, a father, human parents. I grew up and became a young woman, then a wife, and the mother of the one you know as Mary. When Mary was a little girl, if she fell and scraped her knees and cried, I did, just like those of you who are mothers have done. I would gather her up, tend to her scraped knees, kiss her wounds, and make it all better. She grew up into a young woman and married Joseph. When Yeshua was born, then I became a grandmother. So, just like many of you, I was a daughter, a wife, a mother, a grandmother. I also had a role to fill in my community. As a young wife and mother, I remember what it felt like to be exhausted, frustrated, and overwhelmed. At those times, I needed to be alone, away from all the demands, and someone needing something from me. I would go into the woods or to a stream or river if one were nearby. I then did what many of you have done when you went alone into your showers. I sobbed. In those moments, you feel so alone, even if others are around. Once the release of the tears occurred, we would pull ourselves together and return to what needed our attention. This is the way of women, human women. When Yeshua was becoming a young man and the weight of his mission became too much, he would go alone into the desert and yell and cry out in frustration. Often he would run and run and run until he could go no further. Other times, he would find another physical activity, like wrestling with his brothers to help him release the pressure. Can any of you relate? Yes, we were completely human beings, just like you. The most significant differences between us are that we did not have our memories wiped as you did. We were born into communities and families that remembered the mission. As we grew up and our consciousness expanded, we each began remembering our prime directives and our roles in the mission. We came in as ascended masters, just like you, who are also dedicated to the earth and humanity. Just like you, the mission has always been to be in service. You have accomplished not only as much as we did, but even more. You have done so not only by having your memories wiped, but you were born into a world in a time that is so much different than the one we experienced. Yes, we had our challenges, but we did not have the distractions of your modern day world and the constant noise. You not only had your parents, your teachers, your communities telling you who you should be, you also had your modern day devices like radios, televisions, computers, and the internet constantly bombarding you with the message that you need to do more, be more, have more, all with the intent of making you feel and believe that you are not enough. How wrong they are. Amidst all the noise and chaos, the call of your soul and your spirit somehow managed to pierce the distractions and awaken you. Despite every imaginable and sometimes unimaginable obstacles and heartbreak placed in your path. I do not know if you can genuinely appreciate how challenging and complex the path you have agreed to walk has been. We look at you with awe and wonder if we could have accomplished anything close to what you have been able to do. It has been a privilege to know you as the human being you are, with the human heart you have. We know you as our complete equals in all aspects of who you are, human and non-human. In our non-physical capacity, we often sit together as family, friends, and council members. We encourage you, we cheer you on in both your physical and non-physical capacities. We sit within this council with you to this day. We are always available to you. Invite us to chat with you. We are no more than you in any capacity. I cannot say that enough to you. I hope that as you reflect on this time together, you will truly embrace who you are. And I thank you for receiving me in this way and allowing me to return to that lifetime for a brief moment in your time. And to remember the children and the grandchildren as they were. Our fondest memories remain in the memory fields of our consciousness, even after we leave the body. You see, the love is never lost. It remains with you always. Our purpose today was to remind you to accept all of who you are and to initiate a deeper opening of your long buried memory codes. So blessings, dear one. I am Anna. So everyone, take a breath. Return your attention and awareness to our crystalline temple of light.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yes, and also I'll turn this over to Joan.
Thank you, Milena, for bringing through this message from Anna. And thank you, Anna, and the community that surrounds you. We are very blessed to have you. Okay, if everybody will take a deep breath. And we will begin with our next presentation. The upgrades of our triadic energetic unified field of the light vortex affects many part of our entire human energetic system. Today, as a member of the Council, I would like to discuss some of the significant upgrades that contribute to the transfiguration of our physical bodies into a fifth-dimensional vehicle that is continually guided by our soul-spirit communication system. The unprecedented activations that took place during our August 8888 Lionsgate initiations resulted in a massive hyperquadratic energetic change in many key parts of our physical and energetic systems. First, I'd like to talk about the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is now fully functioning in our energetic system. It plays a crucial role in the transfiguration process that we are currently engaged in. We must begin to lay aside any references to the false and limited versions of the Ark of the Covenant that many embodied humans received. When Prime Creator created our spirit, it was designed to be in total unity with our source, because we, as spirit, were created within our source. When parts of our spirit wish to experience individuality as a creator, Prime Creator created a covenant with our individualized spirits. It is vital that we now understand precisely what this non-physical sacred agreement is between Prime Creator and each one of us as individual creators. The sacred covenant is much more than a promise or an agreement. It is a binding mutual agreement between us as individual creator spirits and prime creator. This covenant is a binding agreement founded in love, unity, and faithfulness, established for the purpose of experiencing ourselves as individual creators. The sacred covenant is everlasting. Prime Creator set conditions for us as creators to follow in all of our creations. Prime Creator determined that we as creators would follow a specific matrix blueprint as we created as individuals. In return, Prime Creator would support our creations, and we would retain complete knowledge that we were the individualized creator in complete oneness with our source. Any creations that did not follow the blueprint matrix would not be supported. When we first became individualized creators, there was no form or matter. There was no time, space, or dimension. There was only sound, light, and color frequencies streaming from Prime Creator. As we experimented, everything went well. We individualized creators then decided to add some density to our creations to see what would happen. Again, all was well until our creations went awry and began to vary from our original matrix. The Ark of the Covenant continues to be fully functioning. However, it is now functioning at a higher hyper quantum quaternity velocity. This velocity enables us to transfigure all levels of ourself into our complete energetic mastery of a creative being of light and form that is within form. It provides increased electrical charges that are in the arc itself. As these charges arc around and within our unified field, they stimulate and activate the magnetics of the field to be more coherent and potent. In the presence of the unlocked time locks, the electromagnetic field that operates within the arcing draws multiple holographic projections to be usable in the human bodily system. Our physical system can incorporate and use vaster and more refined creative energies that create light as well as form. An increase in the electrical charges emanating from the arc enable the brain to process the various holographic projections and continually alter the body's frequency and vibration. The fourth triad stabilizes the electrical current. Even though there is a pronounced increase in the electrical charges that emanate from the arc into the fourth triad, these charges are coherent and are not erratic. They provide stability within the electromagnetic field of the newly transfiguring body as it is continually amplified and refined. Without the stable and coherent influence of the Ark of the Covenant and the Fourth Triad, holographic projections could be drawn into our unified fields by an erratic electromagnetic system. This erratic function would limit the body's neurology from processing and applying various levels of specific projections drawn through the magnetic currents from vast regions of the cosmos. Our unified personal field benefits greatly from the fourth triad and the stimulation of the arc, which can constantly and stably emanate electrical magnetic charges that continually affect the neurology and physiology of the body, thus creating more and more refinement in our unified fields. In this way, the body's frequencies and vibrations provide an environment that is hospitable to the presence of our soul and spirit. It must also be noted that there must be a firm connective function of the axotonal lines. These axotonal lines must be adequately anchored within the body, the unified field of the body, and then extend into our crystalline light body. The axotonal lines are energetic connectors. There's no limit to the extensive positioning of the axotonal energetic lines. You are now in a massive reconstruction of form within form, as well as in the rebuilding of the earthly realm. The Lords of Light and Elohim are stimulating our awareness, our consciousness, and energy systems so that we can contribute and help in this recreation. The massive creations taking place have reached a juncture where human interaction at a master level is required. Form creating form. Physical form can be accomplished with ease when creators in form operate from stable and coherent bases, as all of the resources that are now available to us are awakened as awakened masters of light. The fourth triad and the Ark of the Covenant greatly affect the functioning of the seed crystals in our heads. The stable and consistent electrical charges that emanate from the fourth triad engage the body's consciousness, lifting it to a more refined level. The influence of the light prism significantly affects this process by adding refined sound, light, and color emanations that come directly from Prime Creator. The sound, color, and light emanations are massive creative elements. The frequencies of undifferentiated light now begin to alter the body's vibratory level. As the seed crystals begin to vibrate at higher and refined levels, they alter the function of the second triad. The entire second triad is now humming a sound current of the Schumann resonance when the vibration of the third eye, pineal, medulla oblongata, and zeal point chakras are consistently and consciously used. Now, I've just given you a massive amount of information about your energy system and about your newly transfiguring fifth dimensional body. So take a deep breath and welcome the quaternity of Metatron, Michael, Melchizedek, and Uriel to come forth to lead us in the following activations. Greetings. We come forth as members of the Council of 12 who have specific directives from Prime to Great Creator to initiate you in two vital activations. Turn your attention to one of the gifts provided by the light prism, which came directly from Prime Direct Creator. You have received some of the foundational elements that were woven into the light prism that was activated within your unified fields and into your sacred heart center some time ago. Now that you have consistently increased your light frequencies and held them stably, you are ready to receive specific elements that are within the vortex of the light prism. It is important that you begin to use a specific creative color code element. You are now ready for us to assist you in fully activating the master level of the sapphire blue color code frequency. The sapphire blue color code is a unifying template that becomes a strong dynamic element that you are capable of using proficiently. This is because you presently have a level of consciousness that is fully supported by a stable light frequency. Unity consciousness is a key component of the new paradigm that is replacing your third dimensional paradigm of fear and separation. Take a deep breath, conscious and alert. A lot is happening in your body and in your field. Focus your attention on your sacred heart center, where the light prism resides. Take another deep breath. Consciously focus your attention within the massive light prism. The color code opens to reveal a radiant sapphire blue color frequency that is vibrating at the same frequency as your sacred heart. Now, consciously receive the luminous sapphire blue light unifying frequency into your unified field. Notice how it immediately becomes integrated within your field, your energy field. Take a deep breath. Be in gratitude for what you have just received. Let's pause now while you fully immerse yourself in this energetic activation. Now, consciously receive the luminous sapphire blue light, unifying frequency, into your field again. Notice how even more quickly it becomes integrated within your energy field. It is important that you understand how vital it is at this time for you to receive this level of unity consciousness that previously eluded you. Unity consciousness is not only part of the upgraded paradigm of fifth dimension, but it is an integral part of your transfiguring body. The entire light prism is also built into the Ark of the Covenant that supports your individual creations energetically as well as physically. Take a deep breath. Conscious and alert. Now return your attention to your zeal point chakra. As you know, the awakened zeal point chakra supports your divine connection and passion so that you are fully anchored in the pathway of illumination. The zeal point chakra emanates the exact frequency as the Sacred Heart Center, allowing for an awakening and an understanding of yourself as a creator being of light and form. In our last session, you, as human members of the Council, activated a full functioning of the critical zeal point chakra that supports your transfiguring body. You also now have access to the template of remembrance that was given to you by the Syrian High Council of Elders during the 8888 initiation. Another function of the zeal point chakra is to use the refined frequencies that are present within this ascension chakra to begin to transmute your fallen ego into a refined, functioning, transformed ego. The fallen ego is related to the third paradigm of the earth and humanity that emanates separation and fear. The transformed ego is related to your fifth dimensional body. It is based in love and unity consciousness. The transformed ego has many attributes. It is designed to function under the guidance of your soul spirit, to lead you stably and directly on the path of illumination and ascension. Your transformed ego will assist you in creating with the original elements of sound, color, and light that emanate directly from Prime Creator. The transformed ego is a crucial initiation that will aid you in the transfiguration process of your body. The completely transformed ego will come into full use once the third, fourth dimensional body is totally transfigured into a fifth dimensional and above body. Let us repeat that. so that you fully comprehend this transformation process. The transformed ego is a crucial initiation that will aid you in the transfiguration process of your body. The completely transformed ego will come into full use once the third, fourth dimensional body is totally transfigured into a fifth dimensional and above body. Do not have unrealistic expectations, as this may take some time. However, with this initiation, you can use portions of your transformed ego to replace the fallen ego when it arises before the fifth dimensional body is completely transfigured. Pay attention, as this is occurring now. You will fluctuate between the fourth and fifth dimensional state for a while yet. Your transformed ego will be most useful when you have more ascension initiations. Your transforming ego will assist you to anchor these initiations stably in your consciousness and your unified field. It will keep you anchored on your path of illumination and ascension. Take a deep breath, fully present and aware. Anchor yourself in your sacred heart center. Breathe in the highest emanation of creative light and love that you possibly can. Feel it encompassing your entire physical body, as well as your unified field. Notice how all parts of yourself engages with this magnificent light. Breathe. Be present and aware. Turn your attention to your zeal point chakra. Notice how it is lighting up in the most illustrious magenta color code. It is also emanating refined sounds of the music of the spheres. The radiance of creative light is infusing this chakra and your entire field. This light cannot be qualified or understood by your human mind. But now that is infusing all parts of you and further awakening your zeal point chakra. Feel the beauty and the vastness of what is happening in this moment. With your conscious intention and attention as a creator being, receive this massive transformational light that is now infusing you. Receive your completely transformed ego that is now anchoring into your zeal point chakra, where it is drawn from and used. Breathe. Open and aware. Each time you use your transformed ego in place of your fallen ego, you magnify the energetic presence of your newly transformed ego. You will find that it has a loud voice that is related to the sound currents of your soul spirit. Your new ego has a radiant light that is beyond description. Your new refined ego has many ascension color codes circulating now throughout your transfiguring body. Your zeal point chakra is emanating a brilliant transformative light that becomes more dynamic as you use it. We encourage you to utilize your entire triadic system daily so that you can assist your beautiful field of creative energy in its highest frequency that can continually support you in all of your creations as initially intended by your prime creator. Your initiation is complete. All members of this Council of 12 witnessed this auspicious event. We were honored to do so. Our session is now complete. Allow yourself to sit in these energetics as long as you can maintain a focus on what is anchoring in your unified field. Blessings.